Praise the Lord, everyone. This is Monday, January 23rd, 2017. I truly hope you had a great, fantastic, blessed, exciting, prosperous weekend. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. Every day, Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, I'm here hosting the broadcast where we're tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life. And it's all within 15 minutes so you can get to work. Our topic for today, because we have a new task and a new topic each day, is make peace or die. Make peace, P-E-A-C-E, or die. While you are getting your word ready for 1 Kings 17, verses 7 through 16, I remind you that you can learn more about me on the website at feeldfire.com. That's F-E-E-L, letter dfire.com. Well, by now, you should have that word ready. Let's get ready to go into gear and get your hot breakfast this morning. We're going to the book of 1 Kings 17, 7 through 16, and I am reading from the KJV. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him, talking about unto Elijah, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but an handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first. Make sure you remember that. Make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me. And after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, The barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. What is our topic for this morning? Make peace or die. Make peace or die. Over the weekend, I had the privilege of seeing the crest, or the shield, if you will, of a Marine battalion. And their shield, the wording that's on there, is make peace or die. For them, with me talking to the Marine, it meant resolve this situation, make peace or die, because we're coming in after you. And then last night, I had a situation that I needed to work through. And I thought I had this situation resolved. But as I had to work through it a little more, it seemed like the ease of the prior resolution began to dissipate. And the peace of mind of how easy that process had been and how easy it had been to come to that resolution had also begun to dissipate or to just, you know, go away. But before I went to sleep, the one thing that I knew without a doubt was that the situation was right or the desired outcome was right. I knew that. I just really didn't know how I was going to have to now fix these modifications. But when I awakened this morning, and I awoke earlier than usual, I awoke with a resolution in my mind. When I awoke, I didn't have to think about it. The anxiety was no longer there. There wasn't even a mental struggle. I awoke with the resolution in mind. I repeated that because I needed you to hear that. I went to bed knowing that the situation was right. I didn't know how I was going to resolve the issue or the struggle, but my faith that the situation was right never changed. Because I went to bed knowing that the situation was within God's ordained will, when I awakened, the resolution was there. So then God allowed me to apply that to this teaching today from the standpoint of when you make peace, it's making peace with the understanding that God holds your situation in his hand. And because you know that, you can go to sleep with the knowledge that no matter what difficulties arise, what modifications need to be made, what new obstacle arises, the fact that there is another hurdle when you thought you had cleared the last hurdle won't faze you because you will know or you will have made peace. You will have resolved in your mind that God got this. God got me. Because the alternative to living within that type of mindset, within that type of spirit, is dying. Not just spiritually, but naturally. Now take that and think about the scripture that I read. When Elijah went down to the place where the brook had dried up, the widow woman had already made peace in her mind with death. That death was coming. How do we know it? Because the word said that when Elijah asked her for food, she said, well, wait. I just have enough meal, enough batter for my son and myself. I'm out here gathering sticks to prepare the last meal so that my son and I could die. She had not made peace with the fact or the truth that God had her, that God had the situation, that God had her back, or she would have said, well, I'm gathering sticks. Let me get another stick because all I have is this last amount remaining naturally, but I'm out here gathering sticks in preparation for God to perform a miracle. I am out here gathering sticks in preparation for God to do the impossible. Rather, she said, I can't do that because I'm out here preparing to die. But then Elijah spoke into her life and said, No. You've made peace with the wrong resolution. You've made peace with the wrong outcome. You've made peace with the wrong prediction. You've made resolution with the wrong projection. And because of that,
Your only outcome is to die, but I came to speak a word into your life that if you will honor what I just told you, not only will you and your son or your son and yourself eat today, but you will eat tomorrow and you will eat the next day. You will eat the following week and you'll eat on the subsequent month. Your belly will be full for the following quarter. And then you'll even have some more money for the latter year, more food, more provision. Why? Because I'm trying to teach you to make peace with the right outcome, that if you realize that God has you in his hands, if you will realize that there is nothing impossible for God, if you will realize that God, whatever he ordains and justifies, he prepares the way, you'll make peace with the fact, Jesus, that it is going to work out. And because you'll make peace with that fact, your preparation will not be to die, but your preparation will be to live. You'll set that budget. You will work that job. You will shore up your resume. You will exercise to lose that weight. You will prepare for victory, whether it's in your marriage, instead of sitting down to talk about how you need to get prepared for divorce, you'll start talking about how we need to repair this situation for resolution in another 5 or 10 or 15 years. You'll stop talking about how you need to just worry about homelessness or foreclosure, and you'll start preparing for how you're going to make sure that there'll be a roof over your head. In other words, all of your preparation will become geared toward living and not death. So I speak into your life this morning, just as God spoke into my life even while I was yet sleeping, to remind me that as long as you've made peace with the fact that I will not leave you. As David said, I once was young, but now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor God's seed begging bread. If you will come to peace with the fact that I'm here with you, covering you, protecting you, that all of the promises in me, said the Lord, are yes and amen. If you will come to peace with the fact that I'm the creator, that nothing will come to you that did not first pass through my hands. If you'll come to peace with that, then I'll speak into your situation, and your barrel will never be empty, and you can gather sticks to live and not die. Come on and begin to praise the Lord for that, wherever you are listening to this broadcast this morning. I want you just to begin to say, Lord, today I make peace with the resolution. Come on, repeat after me. Lord, today I make peace with the resolution that you got my situation in your hands. Today, come on and repeat this. I make peace with the fact that you got my back. So I am preparing. I am gathering sticks to live and not die. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, righteous Father, this morning we come before you on this Monday, excited about what you're already doing, what you've already done, the chains that you are breaking right now within us spiritually, naturally, emotionally, financially, within our relationships, Lord God, within our own psyche, our own minds, career-wise, in every way. We are excited about what you're doing as we focus on this word today in 1 Kings that we would make peace or die, because today we chose to make peace with the fact, the resolution, the truth that you got us, that there's nothing too hard for you, that no matter what we are seeing in the natural as an impediment to our success, to our purpose, you got it in your hands. So, Lord, we come in agreement, oh, Lord, that we will gather sticks Gather sticks for victory. Gather sticks for prosperity. Gather sticks for purpose. Gather sticks to live and not die. I ask that you would bless everyone who's listening to this broadcast. Touch their hands, touch their minds. Lord, renew their faith. Come in and renew their joy. Give them their second wind to run this race that is set before them. For me to run this race that is set before us. Because when we make peace, glory, that we're operating within your presence and within your purpose, within your divine order, we will not die. In the name of Jesus, amen. Oh, magnify the Lord. You know whatever it is that's an obstacle within your way. Make peace now with the resolution that that obstacle is not stronger than God. Oh, begin to praise him. You know what you need from him. I know what I need from him. And I've made peace that is done in the name of Jesus. Let me give you the announcement and then our task for today. Do not forget, Monday through Friday, to not just feed your body because you need a natural breakfast, but to also feed your soul with this hot breakfast on morning motivation. It is 6:30 a.m. Eastern, and it is 15 minutes of hot, hot, hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, and we are tackling life's everyday issues here with biblical perspective so we can empower your daily life to victorious living, that you have a close and personal relationship with the Lord. And if there's anyone listening to this broadcast who is not saved or you are in a backslidden state, I pray with you right now that you dedicate your life to the Lord or rededicate. And all you need to do is ask forgiveness of your sins. Ask the Lord to come into your life and to be your Savior. And you are saved or you are rededicated. Now make sure that you get into a good Bible teaching church. You participate, you engage, so that every day with Jesus becomes better than your day before. On our website, I have many things coming up, so please go there. You can see my itinerary. You can invite me to minister at your church. There are just so many things going on. As well, you can hear this broadcast after 8 a.m. Eastern. You can also hear prior broadcasts that you have missed on our morning motivation page. So the website is feeldfire.com. That is F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com, F-E-E-L. Letter D, fire.com, feeldfire.com. Our task for today in relation to make peace or die is for you to leave this broadcast praising God throughout the rest of this day that no matter what happens, God has your back. I will see you tomorrow morning. Please share this broadcast with other people. Send them to the website, feeldfire.com. Hallelujah. Make peace with the fact that God got you. Make peace.